You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show. The show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here, as always, with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout the show this week?
Well, I can tell you this. Our mortgage radio listeners are not messing around because as rates drop, calls continue to increase, which I'm not shocked. Anytime that we see reduction in interest rates, you see an increase in benefit, increase in applications, excitement across the board. People are thrilled to just really capitalize on the moment of time we're in. So again, Network Capital is the people answering these calls. They're standing by for action. So when you pick up the phone and dial 855 on radio, you're getting a company that lends their own money that doesn't charge lender fees like processing, underwriting. You're skipping out on the origination. That's the fun one. And then I like how quick their process is. They perform as quick as a 10-day close here. But throughout the show, we're going to go over reasons why you should call now, the rate reductions, what that's allowed you to do. Everyone's house value is in such a prime position. So if you've been wondering, like, man, I wonder what my better valued home is going to allow myself to do, we have some answers for you. New results, new reviews, trends, accolades, articles in the news. It's jam-packed. The benefit sandwich is quite meaty, so have fun. Stick with us. Let's definitely light up the phones. Let's see benefit. You guys did amazingly well the last 2 weeks. Like, the last 2 weeks have been some of our highest call volumes in 2022. Oh, congratulations, you guys. I'm thrilled to see some more benefit. I can't wait to see the numbers today. Here's their number for Network Capital. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Sean, it just came back to me that last week and the week before, we were talking about the fact that the rates had not dropped this far, this fast. I wish I could remember the year. I remember it was the song was Betty Davis Eyes.
Yep.
We were joking about all the things that happened. So it must have been in the 80s.
1981.
Thank you. Right. Okay. So we had been talking about that. It was such a huge drop that we hadn't seen anything like it since 1981. Well, here's a headline from this past week. Mortgage rates fall again after Fed chair signals slower interest rate hikes. So it was a historic drop. And now it's dropped even a little bit more.
What a blessing. That's why, like, I'm so excited. Like, no matter what, you guys, I'm always going to bring good attitude, excitement, energy, and just make it fun. But this is what really puts some wind in my sail. It gives extra momentum. Like, around this time of the year, you guys are going to do it, even if rates are 10%. Like, the amount of debt you racked up with your equity positions, with all the available ideas that are existing out there, you guys need access to cash. You need access to cash with no lender fees. You want it done quickly. You really don't want to do a bunch of work. You just want to put the cash in the pocket and put it to good use. And I can tell you, the last couple of weeks have allowed you to do a lot more. So even though rates just dropped and plummeted just the last 2 weeks, we saw even better reduction this week. They're saying basically the days ahead of us are going to look great. They're not going to escalate the rates anywhere near the level they thought. They're still planning on raising rates, just not at the clip or the massive step that they were usually doing. Like, the good thing about the Fed is they've been open. They've been telling us the truth. They've been working with us, not against us. But we all know rates are going to drop. But while they've dropped to these levels, I think it's opened up the floodgates. More families are cashing out to pay off debts. So if you guys have been annoyed with how much debt you racked up, maybe the expenses are swallowing you up a little bit, and you're stressed out, you're looking for means of benefit, I think you should look at doing your primary residence, tap into the equity position. Your value of your home just skyrocketed. It's placed you in an incredible position. There's a lot you can do with the new better market. Great equity positions, great interest rates, no lender fees, and a lender that knows the time that we're in. Network Capital standing by. The advertisement this week is call in to find out what's best for you. There's not just one rate hanging on the wall. All loans can be closed in as little as 10 business days. They're standing by to figure out what's best for your family today at this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Do you have some recent results from one of our listeners that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I got to hook up Jose here. So he worked with one of my bankers, Gabriel. Gabriel loves this guy. Like, okay, we all have certain customers that we'll never forget. I have a guy named Richard Archambault from Minnesota. I'll never forget the guy. You could ask me when I'm 90-some years old if I make it. I'll still remember his story. I've talked about it on the show. But this one meant a lot to Gabriel. Gabriel Flores, I've known him forever. We call him the Miami Squirrel. He's one of our favorites out of the Miami office. He goes, Sean, Big Sean, you got to get Jose in here. I love this guy. Like, I would kill for this guy. So it was like, you know what? Let's put this one up the list. So what it was is a 30-year fix into a 30-year fixed VA. So what I like about this was it's an escrow refund achieved, next better payments in January, closed in 13 business days. He got a fresh start. He got a credit enhancer. Now check this before you hear all the benefit. He had a 2.75%. That's an incredible rate. Before he called, he more than doubled his rate, you guys, but watch how much savings he got, and he's going to redo this in the future. But we went from cashing out to pay off $21,000 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off $22,000 in installment debt, and then there was about $1,500 left over for cash on hand. What I like about this deal is it saves him $1,344 a month. So let's just say he sticks it out for 12 months. That's $16,000 in savings. Sticks it out for 2 years. He put $32,000 into his pocket or into a better market. So there's a lot you can do today. I'm glad that this customer said, you know, it's not about the rate. It's about the benefit. It's about saving money. So Jose took the first step. Now, we know this is temporary. Like, he saved $1,300 a month now, but we're going to reuse this story in the future. The next time we go to redo this loan, because he's going to do it again when the rates drop, and we'll have even more benefits. So what I like is benefit today, benefit tomorrow. Every time he goes to use his credit in the future, he's going to see a better rate. Because we paid off the debts, we increased the credit scores. Now the next car, the next credit card, those rates will be better. And that's the chess move that I'm trying to get you guys to do. Think big picture, think down the road. If you could save money, increase credit scores, and position shot yourself for the best rates that are coming, I want you guys to call into this number. It's 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Sean, I love Jose's result, and I'm glad you shared it, because I think it's hard for many of us to readjust our thinking big picture, because most of us think you would only refinance your home if you can get a lower interest rate, and it better be a lot lower. And yet, in Jose's situation, he's saving over $1,300 a month, and he didn't get a lower rate, and in 2 years, he'll be banking $32,000. So how can people use this as an example to think about their own situation?
Well, I can tell you this. Like, okay, some people are going to be okay with staying at his rate. Like, he had a 2.7. That's phenomenal. 2.75. That's a 30-year fix. That's an incredible rate. So what some families are going to choose to do, Teresa, is they're going to borrow from Peter to pay Paul. They're going to take money from the checking savings, and then they're going to go ahead and try to pay these credit cards. Most of them are going to keep paying the minimum. And then it's a vicious cycle of chasing your tail. Others are going to choose and say, okay, I had this rate once. I could try to get this rate again. Let me actually save money as we lead up to the next low rate era. I'd rather save rather than spend and borrow. I'm trying to keep bank accounts high. I'm trying to keep your guys' money in the markets. I'm trying to save you money, enjoy a month off the mortgage around the holidays, enjoy the escrow refund, get maximized savings, and then kind of like golf, okay? Like, I wish I could do everyone's loan that's listening in one shot. The problem is, you guys, the green is too far away. Not every hole is drivable in one shot. So what a lot of great golfers do is you do what's called a position shot. Maybe put away the driver, go down to like a utility club or like a 3-iron, position shot yourself right in the middle of the fairway so you can attack the pin on the next shot. The same idea, the same concept is what I'm advertising. I want you guys to position shot this call. 855 on radio, save money, fix credit, pay off debts, get massive amounts of savings, and when the rates drop, you're a customer. We already got your docs. You already have better credit. You have a better chance to get access to those unbelievable low rates that are coming. Here's your guys' chance to save some money. Again, Network Capital lends their own money. They don't charge lender fees, and they're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. Here's their number and contact information. They're standing by for action today. The number, it's 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Mortgage bankers are standing by right now live to answer any questions you might have at no cost. And just to underline what Sean's just told you, from my personal experience, I did a refi over the pandemic. I did two, actually. And about 3 months later, I got a call from someone at Network Capital saying, hey, I can save you a few $100. Would you want to refi your refi? And I thought, like, why wouldn't I do that? Sure enough, sent over the notary, signed some docs, and I was saving a few $100 on top of the six figures that I was going to already be saving over the course of the entire loan. So that I can vouch for the fact that they do keep tabs on you, and if they can save you money, they will offer to do that. If you right now need cash, if you're thinking about a purchase, if you just want to talk to somebody about your situation and make sure that it's optimal, here is the number. They are standing by at 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. I wanted to share real quick a review from Lisa and John out in Fulton, New York. They left this review on the Consumer Affairs website. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews, but I love theirs, and I think some of you will relate because their situation's a little bit tricky, and that may be true for some of you. They write, we refinanced our home with Network Capital after being turned down by two other companies who declined to work with manufactured homes. We were discouraged and concerned about our finances until we talked to Christopher Guevara, our processor. Chris was very personable, supportive, and made you feel comfortable like family. We worked with a special team, including Kelly Strickland and Sarah Beal. They made the process as stress-free as possible, and in a short period of time, we were impressed with such little paperwork and time. On our end, the email and phone communications were consistent and included updates on the progress of the refinance. We truly recommend considering this company to help with your needs. Well, a huge thank you, Lisa and John, out in Fulton, New York. Christopher Guevara, his name comes up a lot. He's a fan favorite. Kelly Strickland and Sarah Beal appreciate the kind words. And I love that they had been turned down before, but not this time.
Yeah, La Tortuga, that's Christopher Guevara. We call him the Turtle. He's one of our better guys. I mean, his attitude's incredible. But what he did for the family is he cashed out, paid off $60,000 in debt, saved them almost $1,400 a month, $17,000 per year. They cashed out almost $30,000 for investments. And then we're going to be redoing this loan in the future. So I'm thrilled. I'm pumped. There's plenty more deals like this that are out there, but I wish you guys can start with a call with an open mindset at this number. 855 on radio.
Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about debt. Maybe you don't have as much as Lisa and John, but maybe you have a little. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered, along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. And of course, the big news, and we've talked about it for the past few weeks, Americans are in more and more debt. And so many people have been calling in during this show to get themselves out of debt. And even pre-pandemic, Sean, I know that you've long been a fan of leveraging the home, especially in an environment like now where your asset is probably worth a lot more than you think it is if you own your own home, leveraging the home to get out of debt, because maybe you'll, you know, maybe these aren't the lowest interest rates we've ever seen, although they did just drop in the past few weeks. However, it's going to be way lower than your credit card interest rate or your car loan. So this is something that you've been a fan of doing. We just shared results from Jose. I know you're excited to share Jose's story, and of course, I loved it. He was in $60,000 worth of credit card debt. He did a refi. Now he's saving over $1,300 a month because he got rid of that high interest rate debt. So I just want to spend a moment on this because it is close to the holidays. Unfortunately, a lot of expenses have gone up. Things are more, food is more, gas is more, and people are using that plastic. So what if a family has $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 in debt? Do you think it's worth taking a look at refinancing?
Yeah, absolutely. What a lot of times we'll do is we at least have a good conversation. Sometimes it'll be telling you not to do it and ways that we can show you where you can funnel certain monies into a better direction. And other times we might not do a cash out refinance. We might remove PMI. We might do term extension, term reduction. And then we'll tell you to use the month off the mortgage escrow refund to pay off the debt. So there's so many strategies. It's case by case. I wish I could just come on here and tell you guys everything is exactly either going to be A or B, but it's not. There's so many moving parts. There's so many different things that can change people's situations where maybe product A for the Strasser household might not be as good as product B for the Metter family. So there's so many different layers to this onion, you guys. That's why I really recommend you guys do a good job of calling in, which you always do. You light up the phones at 855 on radio. You bring good attitude. Our phone calls are always a better environment. Like, I love the mortgage radio calls better than one that applies on our website or they get called from the call center. The mortgage radio people, one, are serious. They usually qualify. And number three is they're just grateful to get the help. So I like the times that we're in. There's so many different ways to maximize benefit and tap in to savings of today. So, like, don't let anyone head fake you. Like, are the rates as sexy as they just were? No. But we all know they're eventually going to get better. There's still benefit. The problem is you guys are seeing exploding terms on so many things in life. Gas, food, electricity, energy costs are soaring through the roof. You guys are freaking out over that. You have no idea what's coming with that. We have a big storm about to hit with that. And then you're noticing your credit card balances. They're cutting your limits, raising your interest rates, which is bleeding your credit scores. So I choose leveraging the home, paying off the debts, getting savings, putting a smile on your face, and taking your situation under your control. You dictate everything, not allowing the bank. So I have some cool stories to go over with you guys. We got results, reviews, trends, more goodies. We're going to talk about my neighbor. If he would have bought the house, how much more money would have been in his pocket. And we'll also talk about the guy that owns the home across the street, how much money he's made off of my neighbor. So we'll dive into a lot of this stuff. But I want you guys to call him with an open mindset. Tell our friends at 855 on radio your goals, what you're looking to do, your story. Be an open book. Work together as an efficient team. Shout out to all the veterans. Anybody that has referred the phone number of 855 on radio. I'm seeing calls in Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, places we've never had access to. But because of you guys, amazing listeners, you have provided the contact information for Network Capital. So shout out to everyone. I'd love to end the year on a positive foot. I want good momentum moving into the new year. Here's your chance to see an amazing amount of savings for your family for now and years to come. Here's their number, 855 on radio.
Well, I wanted to reference Jose's situation one more time because I realized I forgot to drill down on this. So he said he'd been rejected because, you know what? I'm thinking of Lisa and John. They wrote a review and they were rejected because they were in a manufactured home. All right. So I'm not sure precisely what a manufactured home is. I know my dad lives in a let's just call it a trailer park, because I guess that is what it is. Some of them are very nice. You got your single wides, your double wides. Are those manufactured homes? And secondly, why was it so difficult to get a refi on a manufactured home? And is that different? Because I assume we have lots of listeners across the country who may live in what are considered manufactured homes, and maybe they've had trouble in the past trying to get a loan.
I've been doing this since 2005, like January 15th or 16th was my first day in the business. There's never been an increase of manufactured homes greater than there is this month. Let's say November, okay? I can't count December, it's only a few days. But for November, there was never a greater month of manufactured homes. The pull-through ratio was through the roof. Companies choose not to do it. There's more work. The truth is, there's more work for the lender, not really the customer. There's just so many extra steps we have to do. The banks choose to try to cherry pick single family, condo, townhome, under four units. Those are so easy. But the manufactured, it's hard to find a great lender. And Network Capital dominates this, especially now that we're able to do cash out. For years, it was either term reduction, term extension, PMI removal, but we're finally able to do cash out on these homes. Now here's the catch. You have to own the land. It needs to be permanent foundation. So as long as you own the land and a permanent foundation, this is a incredible idea. I want you guys to call in. There's a lot of benefits, okay? The rates aren't going to be as low as a single family home. They're darn close. They're right in the wheelhouse. There's still a lot of savings, but these people have the same amount of debts as others. They have higher interest rates than the regular people listening. So this is a great market. This is a great thing for us to tap into. I told Teresa I've done a lousy job over the last couple of years of letting you guys in a manufactured home know that we can help. There's resources. There's ways to maximize savings. I mean, look at that deal. They save $1,396 a month. In this year, they're going to save $16,752. They're going to use the month off the mortgage and escrow refund to pay down additional debts, driving the credit scores higher. That way, when we do this loan in 7 months, because it's a VA loan, we're going to streamline them for free. No appraisal, no proof of income, quick, easy, in and out the door, even more benefit than you just heard. So if you know people that have a manufactured home, let them know. Don't keep your head down, chin up. We have a resource for you. They're called Network Capital. For you guys, they're still doing no lender fees. They're still giving you access to low rates. Now is the time. Here's their number. 855 on radio.
Network Capital is a direct lender. What does that mean? And how is that beneficial to our listeners? Is that the reason they can get things done, for example, with manufactured homes?
Oh, 100%. They're the decision makers. Like, you're going right to the gentleman. Like, okay, there's a couple examples. I like the Lakers. Okay, so if I wanted my best discount on Laker gear, it's not going to Foot Locker or the Team Store or Foot Action, any of these places. It's calling the Bus family directly. Direct lender of Lakers gear would be the Bus family, okay? So for mortgages, the direct lender is Network Capital. It's their money. They're a private institution. I love the fact that they get to make their own decisions, maybe have easier guidelines for the masses. And then same thing, like if I want my best deal on a Tesla, like going to the Tesla store, that's not going to be the idea. If I knew Elon on the side, like if let's say we were boys and I had that kind of good connect, I would go straight to Elon. Wouldn't you guys agree I'm going to get the better deal on my Tesla? The same thing for mortgages. A bank is going to get beaten by the rate. They have too many lender fees. They're going to take forever to close. We dominate the turn times, don't charge lender fees, have amongst the lowest rates. Direct lending is the way to go. Like, we've been telling you guys this for over 400 episodes, but every month you start to notice more and more families are not going to their local bank. They're going to the place that has the best deal for them, and they usually land at Network Capital. Here's their number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
All right, we have to address this because everyone's thinking about it. What about the paperwork gathering?
I mean, I'm not a big paperwork guy either. Like, you'll never catch me on here bragging and sounding super enthusiastic about the loads of paperwork. Okay, that's not my thing. I can't stand it. I like less is more strategy for the customer. It's okay. We have so many employees. We'll pick up the paperwork. We'll pick up the heavy lifting. We'll do all the running. I just want to see you guys shred the weight. It's going to look great. So what we did is we made a process that allows for efficiency. Build a process that allows the technology to take over. So there's so many. One of these days I'm going to come on here and I'm going to give you guys the top 30 companies out there that we refinance that you don't even need to send us the pay stubs initially. I'll click a button. I'll have it in seconds. I'll know the day you started to work. I'll have it signed off. It'll be a verification of employment. Done deal. Just give me mortgage bill, insurance bill, and get out the way. That easy. So that's coming. I'll bring that for you guys. I'll make a promise to you. There's so many ways to make it easier for the customer. The less paperwork is because or a direct lender. If you guys like little work, lots of savings, and future savings as well, I think I got a great idea for you. Call in. Let's find out which one of the plethora programs is going to perform the best for you. The number, 855 on radio.
How much are people saving on average?
This is nuts. $762 a month, Teresa. Let's say it's a year. Okay, let's say we don't get the rates you guys like for a year. It's okay. You saved $9,144 in that time frame. Enjoyed your month off the payments, maybe two if you got extra lucky. You got an escrow refund if you have an escrow account. Sounds like you're swimming in cash, swimming in savings, and really having a bright smile on your face. So, guys, there's so many ways. Like, I love the opportunity we have. A lot of low credit people right now can dominate. The 800 credit guys, you probably already got a low rate. You probably didn't rack up too much debt. You're probably chilling. You're probably good. Call in at this number, 855 on radio.
When we come back, home improvement loans, which is best for you?
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. You promised to tell us about your neighbor. Apparently, your neighbor is renting a home, and perhaps he should have purchased said home.
Oh, 100%. So keep in mind, his rent originally started at $2,350. Now it's up to $4,000. I'm going to do this math as if the rent never changed, because I want to use even lower numbers. You're going to get the point. Like, you're going to easily go, I need to be a homeowner. So if anyone's renting, this is the segment for you to finally get off the post and finally become a homeowner. So after you hear the goods, call 855 on radio. We'll get you guys the pre-approval letters. But let me move over to John across the street. So John has made 168 payments. His rent, $2,350 when he moved in. Again, it's $4,000 now, but let's just say hypothetically it's $2,350 the entire time. John has spent $394,800. This home's paid off, okay? So the people that own the home have collected $394,800 from John, okay? At the time John moved in, the home was worth $420,000. Now it's worth $1.2 million. Okay, that's $780,000. The house has gone up. It's paid off. So you mean to tell me I can get $394,000 paid to me in rents and my house value has gone up $780,000 in that time frame? That's big math. That's big numbers. What an incredible investment that homeowner made. And congratulations for John for sticking it out so long as a renter. But it would have been smarter for him to buy that home. The payment would have probably still been close to $2,350, maybe slightly more because now you're paying tax and insurance, but he would have paid down this balance from the $420,000, probably around $200,000 now, and now the home's worth $1.2 million. I'd rather be owing half of the amount I started, huge equity position, tons of money in my pocket, and I'm getting tax breaks. I choose to own property. That's why I want you guys that are renting, call in. Let's kickstart the party. Let's get you into these properties. It's an incredible time of the year. Hardly anyone's doing open houses on the East Coast. The weather's terrible. You guys aren't seeing a ton of houses sell. It's an easy time to get that house you always wanted. East Coast, West Coast, the weather's perfect. You guys can do this year round, but I'm talking mostly New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvanians. Call my guys at this number, 855 on radio.
So if someone wants a pre-approval letter that they can take around to homes, that's the number to call?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we have a same as cash idea. We have so many ways to make your offer look a little sexier than somebody else's. My trick, my strategy, getting you in the home faster. Time is of the essence. Like, if you have two people with identical scenarios, but I can get you in the home and have the homeowner have cash faster, they're going to choose your deal over the latter. So I want to trim down the close of escrow dates. I don't want to do a 45-60 day. I want 30 days maximum. I'd love to do a 20 some day close here. That way you guys can get into this property. You can already have it before the New Year's. You're not even making your next payment until February. We're talking red hearts at that time frame. So a lot of ideas, a lot of ways to help you guys, whether it's refi, purchase, fixing your energy expenses that you guys are sick of paying a rate that you can't control. I have so much to tell you guys. So do my bankers. Call and let's have a good conversation at this number. 855 on radio.
Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about home improvement loans. I didn't realize there were so many different kinds. How do you know which is right for you?
I mean, we get this question all the time because it is confusing. Okay, like sometimes having too many things, like if I go to a nice restaurant and they got 12 pages on the menu, I can tell you guys, I get distracted. I'm digging deep. I like to look like my Uncle Dave at every single option that's out there, so I'm wasting so much time digging through options. I fear that people head fake themselves out of doing some of these improvement loans because there's too many things. There's too many moving parts. So we'll break it down for you. Here's the big six. Number one, home equity loan. Number two is called a home equity line of credit. Most just call it a HELOC. Number three, the most common, a cash out refinance. Number four is what's called an FHA 203K rehab loan. Number five is my least exciting one. It's called a personal loan. I just can't endorse that. It hurts my heart. Keep in mind, I hook my friends up all the time with personal loans, but I charge them zero rate. I can't tell you guys to do a 20-30% rate. I can't sign up for that. And number six is credit cards. Okay, so a lot of you guys are swiping the card. You love the swipe. It's swipe season. But these are the big six. So everyone's going to have a different one that's better. Like, again, the same thing. What's best for the Strasser household might not be better for the Metter family. So it's case specific. I'd like to hear what your current situation's like. Let my bankers decide which one of these is going to save you money today, tomorrow, in the future, which is going to cost you less, maximize benefit, and really give you the better positioning. So let's dive through these. Let us answer the questions. Let us figure out which one makes more sense. I don't want you guys wasting your time. Time's of the essence. Let's get this thing done while rates are at this level that they're at today. The number 855 on radio. It's Network Capital. The average caller that you're about to do saves $762 a month. That's over $9,000 a year. I hope you save more. Here's your chance. 855 on radio.
They are going to fight for you. And I think as evidence of that, there are 5,000 five-star reviews online wherever you find reviews. And that comes up again and again. Network Capital fought for me. They figured out a way. They persevered. They were determined. And Gail and John's review is no different. They're out in Palm Springs, California. They listen to our show on KFI 640 AM. And I wanted to share their review. They wrote, excellent service, Chris. You are the man. Thank you for your steadfast commitment to getting this loan done. Without you and Kathleen, this would have never been achieved. Your patience and determination are beyond belief. Thank you both and best wishes for your continued success. Gail and John, Chris and Kathleen say thank you. And I'm curious, but what happened with their loan?
Okay, one thing is, Chris, this is Christopher McNeely. He's actually on the same team as Christopher Guevara. They sit next to each other. So I think a little bit of the positive attitude of Chris Guevara is trickling over to my guy, Chris McNeely. Now, I recruited Chris McNeely. Chris McNeely's dad, you might remember him. He was in the NBA. He's one of the better guys, one of the better talents. He was successful overseas playing ball. I recruited his son, who was 22 points per game over in Greece, brought him to this back to the States, got him into the office, closed and loans. The kid's incredible. I love Chris McNeely and so does his customers. But here's what he did for Gail and John, and why they're so excited. Now, they did something a little different. I would have actually have tried to pitch them doing it from the primary. Their strategy was they want to owe nothing on the primary, put all the money on the investments. That way, if the world gets tougher in the future, they still have a great roof over their head. So there's different strategies. If you guys don't fear that, I would always do it from primary. But what they did is they used the investment home, cash out $133,000 for home improvements, and to pay off $102,000 in debt. That saved them $577 a month, $6,900 per year. But just remember, on top of that savings, they still got $133,000, you guys, for home improvements. That's big money. There's a lot you could do. I mean, like, everyone's house is different. Some homes, that's going to scratch the surface. Some homes, that could be the whole home remodel. Now, they're going to use the month off the mortgage, escrow refund for the holidays. They chose a rate with less cost since they plan on redoing the loan very, very soon. Love that idea. They're thinking big picture. They were an open book, and because of how open they were, they saw such a positive experience. So you guys, call our friends, all their programs, no lender fees. I haven't done a good job of letting you know how incredible that is. Most places, it's $2,000 to $5,000 for origination, processing, underwriting, rate lock fee, admin fee, credit report fee, all these other fees places are making up to supplement the slightly less customers that are doing these deals today. I like the idea of Network Capital. Keep your rates low. Don't add lender fees. Keep the process quick. Get them in and off the streets. Get them their cash. Let them chew on it while we're in the times that we're in. If you call today, you might not have another payment clear until February or maybe even March. Here's your chance. 855 on radio.
Okay, I'm hoping you brought more recent results. I know you said average savings of $762 a month, but it always gets the phones ringing when you share an actual recent result from a caller to 855 on radio.
Yeah, this one's big time. This one actually did get rate reduction, okay? So this person didn't take advantage during the low rate era because of their credit, because of their debt to income. So many of you guys listening right now didn't get the low rates because of this problem. But here's what we did. We worked with them for the time frame to get them into the position to finally qualify. So we went 30-year fixed to new 30-year fixed, got them an escrow refund, next better payments in January, closed in 14 business days, no appraisal was necessary, cashed out and paid off over $20,000 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off $181,000 on an investment property. That thing's paid for free and clear now. Cash out almost $14,000 to do home improvements on that said investment property. Now they save $1,552 a month. That's $18,624 a year. If they stick it out for 2 years, that's over $37,000. They're a listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio. So I like this deal because they paid no lender fees. They improved their credit. They unloaded the debt. And I would love to just be receiving tons of rent checks with no mortgage. You're just taking rent minus tax and insurance equals net profit for the fam. So guys, take a look at this. I'm loving home ownership. I'm loving the times that we're in. There's so many ways to save money. That's why we're adding bodies. We're seeing an increase in production over the last 60 days. Others are bleeding left and right. We're gaining some momentum. I'm thrilled right now. I'd love Network Capital for so many reasons. Call right now to find out what's best for you. 855 on radio.
And once again, just to remind you, mortgage bankers do stand by live during and after this show to answer any questions you might have at no cost and to provide you a benefits analysis. 855 on radio. Stay with us, Sean, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. And one of my favorite parts of the show, which we've been doing together around 400 episodes. I don't have the exact number. I would have baked you a cake.
395.
Thank you. Okay, 395. I've learned so much working with you. And one thing that I love, well, my two favorite things that we do on this show, I love when you bring recent results because I just like hearing exactly what a family is doing with their money, whether it's fixing up their home or the example you just shared, a family just paid off their entire investment property. Bam, that money comes in, that rent check, pure profit. I just love hearing about people's trips, what they buy, how they fix up their homes. Most of all, how they're paying off credit card debt. Very satisfying. And of course, I always love the reviews. There are over 5,000. They're on TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, Facebook, anywhere you find reviews. There are reviews of Network Capital, and we always share a few. And that's what I'm going to do now. Kristen is out in Oakland Park, Florida. She listens to our show out of Miami station WIOD. And this is the review she posted. Talk about attention to detail. Wow. Debbie didn't miss a thing and was so pleasant to speak with, even when my brain didn't work well, LOL. Debbie even found something I thought had already been paid off, but wasn't. So we did it. If I had to do it again, Debbie and Juwan are my forever team. Thank you. Well, how can we thank Kristen? This review was so beautiful. I loved it. I'm so happy she had a great experience with Debbie. It warms my heart, and I'd love to know about her story. Do you have information on Kristen out in Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. She worked with Debbie Clabber. She worked with Jaywan Park. So it was really cool to see this one. It's out of our Florida office that they work with. So the customer, when they dialed 855 on radio, the same number you're getting access to, she decided to cash out and pay off $18,000 in debt, cashed out $13,000 for investment ideas. The goal is to use the month off the mortgage, the escrow refund to pay off additional debts. This is going to drive the customer's credit scores through the roof. And then I told you guys about the position shot. What we're thinking is big picture. Like, okay, is this going to solve this customer's issues in one shot? No, it's not. So, but what it did is it gained a chunk of the ground. Like, I'm in California. I want to get to Pittsburgh, and I just don't have the funds to get me all the way there. But if you can at least get me to Ohio, I can thumb the rest of the way, you guys. So what I'm trying to tell you to do is instead of trying to save the money to get the full distance, save the money, get yourself to the position to where you're so close, and then the second these rage drop, we'll just capitalize on that time. Now we got your docs. Now we already have established relationship. We have proof of concept. We can get the job done. It's going to be easier. You're going to be more willing to do the deal. Even if it's just 0.25% for free in 6 months, let's take advantage. So people just 6 months ago are now calling back in and taking advantage of the free rage drops. Those were gone for a bit. I'm telling you this. We dominate the fast, free, and easy refi. Those disappeared for a bit, but I'm telling you some good news. They're back. We're taking advantage. People are fed up with how expensive things are, and at this point, they're just looking for opportunity. It's knocking at your door. Time to open it up. Here's your chance. Network Capital standing by. No lender fees. Quick closings. Your next better payment? It might not be until March. Here's their number. 855 on radio.
All right, well, now it's time for, you know, my other favorite part of the show, recent results. Oh, these are the best. They make me so happy. And sometimes you just, you give me a few little precious details, like where the family took the trip or what, gosh, did one of them, what kind of car they got? I don't know. Sometimes you give me a little something.
Yeah, I usually kind of reach out to a lot of the bankers and ask, like, certain customers aren't going to dive too deep. Everyone's private. So, like, you got to respect people's thresholds. So, like, some we know a lot more because people are so thrilled and they're going to be more open book. Others want to be more private. So I can't give you guys all the details of all these deals. They wouldn't allow it. Wish I could. But for this one, it's a 30-year fixed to a better 30-year fixed. They went up in rate, down in payment. They got an escrow refund, next better payments January, closed in 11 business days, cashed out and paid off over $59,000 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off the remaining $8,000 on the car note, and then I like this idea. They cashed out $42,500 and some change to do some home improvements. Seems to be a trend, seems to be what everybody's doing, especially if you could pay less per month on your mortgage and still get the cash to do the upgrades. It's like, how could you say no to that? We're seeing a lot of calls to 855 on radio asking for the home improvement savings idea. But this caller, this customer from the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio, the call came in around 5 to 6 p.m. on a Saturday. They were looking to save money. Well, they got $633 a month in savings. That's $7,600 a year, $15,200 basically in 2 years if that's how long it takes. If they want to pay what they were doing before the call, they still would have the cash for home improvements. They would still get the fresh start. They would still get the credit enhancer. But instead of having the home paid off in like 27 and a half years, they'd actually have the home paid off in 20 years, 4 months, saving them $249,000. That's why I'm so pumped to still, even if I have to go up in rate on your house, but I can take advantage of all the horrible rates on personal loans, credit cards, car notes, collections, investment properties. As long as we're putting you in a better position and it's effortless, I like the concept. I like the idea. Call to find out which one of these programs is actually going to max out your savings today. The number for Network Capital, a lifestyle brand, someone that cares, it's 855 on radio.
Well, Sean, here we are in December, and we've already talked about some of the trends, which is it's swipe season. Or you know what? Now they don't even swipe. It's like what you put, you insert. Right? It's insertion seat. That sounds dirty. I didn't mean for that. But whatever. You understand. It's the season for charging, for plastic. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing in the mortgage business in December as we head towards 2023?
It's definitely PMI removal, even if you didn't gain the equity that you wished, because a lot of people during the pandemic were like, hey, rates are so low, I can maybe get this house without putting a ton down, and house values are skyrocketing, so I don't want to do 20% down, I'll just do 3, I'll do 5, I'll do 10. So PMI removal, even if you didn't get the 20% equity, is booming. People are fed up with like the personal loans. I'm seeing a lot of people doing cash out to purchase and investment homes. Like, you could use my neighbor as an example. Like, how cool is that? This guy bought a house, moved out of state. His home was paid off. He's getting crazy amounts of rent. Now it's up to $4,000. The home's paid. He's just paying tax and insurance. And the checks just keep coming in. Like, that's what it's all about. That's the American dream. People are switching from adjustables to fixed. You're seeing a lot of cash out for the holidays. People were a little worried that they couldn't have the holiday season that they wished. So they're pulling cash out to make sure everybody gets a little bit of extra. Extra love. love around this season. Instead of term reduction, I'm seeing term extension, paying off credit cards, car notes, student loans, collections, home improvements on the West Coast is absolutely crushing. I'd say East Coast is more cash out to pay off the debts. Like right now, the New York calls this morning, it looks like most of them are doing cash out to pay off the debts. The West Coast, they're going to be doing mostly the calls to do the home improvements when we get to them. So I could tell you guys this, there's a lot of ideas. And then the number one trend, I was telling Teresa earlier, it's refinancing your energy. You're paying penalties. You're paying all these little fees that you don't even know that exist. They're hidden in the fine print. You're paying a rate that you don't even know, a rate that can change on you at any point. It's exploding terms. They could change us as often as they like. You wouldn't do that mortgage deal, but you're doing it on your energy. So energy refinancing right now seems to be like the number one thing, the hottest thing in the market. So if you're tuning in right now, especially California, you're the easiest one to help. Guys, KFI, get me the people that are sick and tired of paying. I'd say if you're paying more than $200-$300 a month in electric, that is a problem. Here's your way to get out of it. Cut that energy expense down. Nothing up front, nothing out of pocket. Let's see if you qualify at this number. 855 on radio.
So you're really getting a lot of calls with people that want to lower their energy bills?
Well, when you turn like Southern California, okay, so we have Southern California Edison. When you turn to page two, okay, you see these different rates. Like the guy right before the show, 26% of his bill was his lowest rate. He has three rates. Well, what if we were able to go below that lowest rate you currently have and make 100% of your bill that number? You guys would be interested, especially if there was nothing up front. Nothing out of pocket. That's what exists. And then some of you guys are going to want to own the equipment and get tax breaks. You're going to do your taxes here real soon. So what if you could get a nice check when you go to do your taxes and you're saving on your electric? Come on, you guys. This is too easy. Get me more people. Here's the number. 855 on radio.
Well, some people at Network Capital have been having a great month. A lot of people, but five in particular made the top of the leaderboard, and we always give them a shout out.
Yeah, I love, we always talk in the office, like, we make it a contest, like, you gotta be top five dead or alive, like, come on, you're at six, like, I hit up the six, seven, eight, nine, ten people, and I try to encourage them to try to get into the top five so we can, you know, brag about them, because really, this is fun, like, I like this top five, two new names, two usual suspects, and one that just started that I can't wait to tell you about, he's one of my favorites. So, number five, he used to be our facilities manager, we moved him into sales because he's a closer. His name is Ulysses Rodriguez. The guy's incredible. Number one in solar, crushing the cash out refi. Number four, Frank Rappaport. I mean, that just sounds like a movie star name. Number three, Marcos Furman. Number two, it's like these two, it seems like every month, these two are battling neck and neck. Paul Madrazo finished number two and took 2 weeks off to go to Greece to do a little honeymoon action. That's when you know you're a closer. And number one, Justin Johnson. So you guys listening in New York, the top two guys are Philadelphia Eagles fans. So if you guys like the Eagles, I know you got the Giants, the Jets, all tight, the Patriots out there. You got so many places around you. Still Steeler fans in that market. But if you like the Eagles, ask for Justin, ask for Paul. You're going to have a good fit. I like Network Capital. Process. I like their people. I like their products. I think it can allow you guys to do an effortless refinance, put a ton of cash in your pocket, increase credit scores. And you guys, we know that you guys, this is a temporary loan. You're not going to be married to this deal. This is a position shot. You're going to like the savings of today, and you're going to really enjoy the savings of tomorrow. Here's your chance. 855 on radio.
Last words about Network Capital before we wrap up the show this week.
Lifestyle brand, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. NerdWallet loves these guys. 5,000 five-star reviews. They're simple. They're easy. They're confident. They know their products and process, and they're standing by to assist you today.
Thank you so much for being with us. As always, for Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We'll be back next week.